Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1205. The topic is training, and the title is Free Programming Offer. There's actually no BS behind this. I'm actually going to give away free programming if somebody wants it. So keep listening to find out like what the programming is and how you can get it. It was funny, when I wrote the title, it made me laugh. Well, I used to teach at the local university. I actually taught for 7.5 years at the university. And I taught like exercise physiology, weight training, kind of like fun classes, in my opinion. I enjoyed them. And I always kind of made things as easy as I could. However, I did want the students to learn some things. I wanted them to get skill sets and knowledge that they could carry for the rest of their life. So I did make them do a little bit of work for it, but I tried to make it easy. An example of this is when it came to the end of the semester, I would give a practice exam, a practice final, and I would say, you know, to the students who are willing to do this, you know, take the practice, read through it, get familiar with what the format's going to be like, what the questions are, and then that way when you take the final, you'll be more prepared. Well, what happened is I used the practice exam as the actual exam. So if the good students actually went through it and figured out the answers, when I would hand out the test, I would actually hear a couple people chuckling, and I always knew that those were the good students versus the lazy ones, because the good students would be like, holy crap, this was the practice. And they'd always give me this weird look, and I'm like, yeah, it's okay, you know, and I'd kind of nod at them. And then the lazy students would be confused as to why the other students were laughing, and I loved it. In the sense that the people who worked hard got rewarded, the people who were lazy got a lesson. I do laugh because I also did a little bit of a change where I would make the first page of the exam the exact same order of question as the practice exam, but then I would change the rest of the questions like in order. So if a lazy student just copied, maybe the previous semester, you know, the good students said, oh my God, that was really, you know, that was actually the exam. And then the lazy ones would be like, okay, well, I'll just write down the answers like A, B, D, D, C, you know. So they would see the first page being exactly the same order, and then they would fill it out, and they'd bring it up to me in like 5 minutes, and I'm like, oh. I remember I'd always look at it, I go, you want to check those second pages. Because they would just write the answers out but not read the questions. And it was me being a punk, but I got good feedback, and the students loved the classes, and I enjoyed it. I got a laugh, and I had fun. So it made me laugh about that when I put up today's title, in the sense that free programming offer, some of the people are going to be like, yeah, you know, what the hell, it's never free, you know, or something, and they'll pass it up. But the people who are going to listen, you're going to get a pretty cool offer, bonus here if you want it. And so that just made me laugh. What we're going to do today is I actually am going to kind of talk through what the programming is, give you an example of one of the kind of programs, and then it's yours. It's yours if you want it. So in 2020, the world, you know, went to hell, kind of, so to speak, and it became very important to train at home. Online training became really important. And for me, my online training business pretty much blew up. I'd only been doing it before that just as a courtesy to clients' friends. I would train them online if they didn't feel like they had good trainers where they lived. I never really thought of it as something to pursue in regards to making more money. I just liked working with people, and it never really, I don't know, I was always busy and I was always full with in-person people. I never thought about online stuff. So when 2020 happened and we had to start kind of being restrictive in, you know, in-person communication, the online world seemed like a pretty cool option as a good way to still help people. So thankfully, my clients helped kind of spread the word, and I'm making very good money now doing online training. I have clients all across the United States, which is super fun, literally from like Florida to California to New York. I have client in Spain. I have clients in England. I have a client in Mexico, which is pretty cool. It's just fun, like a little bit of people everywhere, clients in Australia. Sorry, I almost forgot to mention you, and Canada. Sorry, I almost forgot to mention you. But it's pretty cool. So there's a lot of places. So the podcast itself has actually reached over 100 countries. That's insane. But over 100 countries have listened to this podcast. So it's pretty cool to get this exposure and then be able to help people everywhere. So it's fun writing programs and diets and grams and kilograms, even though I'm like American and we use units that don't make any sense. So it's just been a cool experience. So in 2021, I started the idea actually in 2020 and then tried to actually finish it in 2021. But I got the idea of writing bulk programming. One of the things that happens with online training or online programs is people sometimes don't want to spend money and they want the best results possible, but the lowest price possible. And it's like, that's not going to work. So I saw people paying money for programs that were trash. They were absolutely garbage. And I just felt bad. I was frustrated. And I remember saying to my wife, Meredith, who's amazing and awesome, and I love her, and she's a great business mind, super amazing person, straight up gift from God to have her in my life. So I was complaining, and she said, well, why don't you write them? Like, if they're trash, you write them. And I was like, well, okay. So I decided to go ahead and write what would be called like bulk programming, meaning you write a program for a goal, and then anyone trying to reach that goal would use the program. That's not typically how I write programs. I write programs for the person. So I have one-on-one people. I write a program specific to you and for your goal, rather than writing it for the goal and then any individual tries it. There's 100 limitations and more to why that programming isn't the best way to do it. But again, rather than, you know, complaining and whining, they actually get involved and make a difference. So I got involved and made a difference. So I tried to write bulk programming as a way to help more people at a low cost. Unfortunately, I had way too many people. I guess it's not unfortunate, but fortunately, but in a negative way, I had a lot of people sign up for it, and I ended up getting kind of swamped, and I wasn't able to keep writing the quality that I wanted to do for that, but also be as good in depth with my kind of one-on-one service clients. So the people who were paying me more money weren't getting what I wanted to give to them to kind of, to respect the money they were given and respect the fact that they were trusting me to help them with their life goals. And I got kind of stretched in, and I had to essentially decide, I never got into doing this to make a crap ton of money. I got into doing it because learning how to train and control my body shape, my strength, my size, like learning to control my aesthetics, and learning how to eat that way, it inexplicably helped my emotional and mental health. And I am a much better person now. I'm a much happier person. I am living a life that I love, 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 love. And through that gift, I wanted to give that to other people. I wanted other people to not feel hopeless, to not hate their bodies, not hate themselves. I wanted people to just, oh my God, there's so much happiness in the world. I wanted to be able to give people that. So I never got into this to make money. I do need to make some money to pay the bills and, you know, live a comfortable life and take care of my wife and hopefully a few future kids, but I don't care about the money part. So what started happening was is the monthly programming started taking off too much. I wasn't doing as good of a job as I wanted to do. So I had to kind of stop the monthly programming, even though it was a financial loss to do it. I don't care. I want long-term business. I want to be able to do things the right way. Regardless of what happens to the business, even if I go out of business, I want to know I did it in a good ethical way. So thankfully, when I stopped that monthly programming stuff, a lot of the people actually stepped up in their service options and became full-time clients, which is great. And then those that didn't, I still get emails that they still kind of do the programs. I get updates. It's pretty fun. And recently, someone sent one and said how like awesome it has been that they had that to kind of go through, and it really helped them through quarantining and through what the last year and a half has been. And it just kind of struck me as like, okay, geez, maybe I gotta do something about this. Like, it is helping people and it's just sitting in my computer doing nothing. So I figured I'd extend the offer and see what happens. So I wanted to extend it to a little bit of a controlled audience, so to the podcast listeners. And I'll explain a little bit about what the programs are in a second. So if you want them, just email me and I'll send them. It's 4 months, so there's four different goals. There's female aesthetic development, meaning like shape. You're going to get somewhat stronger, you're going to get somewhat leaner and stuff, but shape is the main goal. Then there's female strength development, where strength is the main goal. You're going to get some shape development, sure. You're going to get some like kind of fat loss, cardiovascular improvement, endurance improvement, but strength is the main goal. So we have aesthetic development and strength development for females, and we have aesthetic development and strength development for males. We have them whether you're a member of Brutal Iron Gym, so if you are, it's specific to the equipment we have. We also have it for commercial gyms, so if you're not a member of our gym, just equipment that most commercial gyms would have. And then we have what we call a limited equipment, which is kind of like an at-home gym. And for the most part, those three things are going to cover the most people. So essentially for each of the categories, I created 3 subcategories and then 4 workouts per subcategory. So it was way too damn too much work. Way too much work. But it was in a manner that I felt was at least good quality, and that's what I could deal with. So there's 4 months of pre-programmed exercises. You would then repeat those 4 months again and perform the same movements, aiming to like progress in weight or reps compared to the last time you performed them. So every 4 months you'd be repeating the same exercises, trying to push up in weight and reps or something like that. Now that's actually a pretty cool variety, in the sense that every exercise along the 4 months is totally different. So you're going to learn like 100 plus exercises, which is pretty badass. So that's enough to where if you do want to repeat it every 4 months, you can, and you'll get great results and you'll be fun with it. However, or you could also just use the template and plug in similar movements. So if there's something that's an ab movement, just plug in a different ab movement that you want to use. If there's some kind of variation of a squat, plug a different one in. Maybe your gym got bands and you want to learn how to do band squats. You just put that in place of squats in the program. So you can use them as a template, as a guide, essentially for the rest of your freaking life. And you're welcome to do that. I hope you do. So I always laugh because you're never going to, like, as a business, like a person trying to help people lose weight and change shape and, you know, become comfortable emotionally, mentally with food, you're never going to run out of clients. So everyone needs help. So if you take this program and you run with it the rest of your life, I'll be the happiest human being on the planet. That just makes me feel good. So the templates have a lot of information. So I'm going to read through everything, and then if you ask for the program and I send it to you, please read the whole document before you send me a question. That's just a courtesy to me, so thank you if you do that. Okay, so let's go. I'm going to read through the Female Aesthetic Development Non-Member Commercial Gym, Year 1, Month 1. That's a lot. That's a mouthful. So this is the Female Aesthetic Development, and this is for gyms that are kind of commercial gyms, but they're not Brutal Iron Gym, and this is Month 1. There's going to be a lot of similarities in the sense of the structure, but the exercise selections are slightly different, male versus female, and slightly different whether you're doing aesthetic versus strength development. So there's some similarities, but I can't read through every program under the sun, so this is just one to get the idea of it. The workout, the program is written for 5 workouts a week. If you don't get all 5 in, totally fine. The first 3 are the most important. So they're written in kind of the first three cover the whole body, absolutely the most important ones. 4 and 5 are helpful, but if you don't get them, it won't negatively impact results. Okay? So you can go through the workouts as written, you know, restart each week at week 1. If you can only do 3 a week, totally fine. If you can only do 4 a week, totally fine. If you can do all 5, great. If you can do 6 days a week, I'd probably suggest you do non-weight loaded movements on the 6th or 7th day. Just kind of go for a walk, or just kind of, you know, let the joints and the muscles relax. This program will have plenty of stress, okay? Now, in this, we also have like a kind of a table of contents. The document is 21 pages, by the way, because I'm insane and I overdo everything. So other than the actual workouts themselves, we have podcast content and explanations for how to manage warm-ups, how to manage rest times, how to structure the exercises. Like, if they're written as a circuit, what the hell is a circuit and how do you actually do that correctly? There's podcasts and description on how to select the right weight for your working sets, how to do the weekly progressions from week to week and program to program. And there's an option for you to get video feedback. If you do want to get technique feedback, you can post a video on Instagram under the hashtag BigFormCheck. I haven't actually checked that in a while, but now that I'm throwing this back out there, I will go on and check it. And if you post a video there, I promise I'll give you some kind of review. But we also have a podcast on how to review your own videos. That's pretty cool. Now, other than the workouts, I'm going to read through the other stuff first and then come back to the workouts, is we have additional information that I believe is super helpful. There's technique videos and concepts for the main lifts. For a squat, there's like a general technique video. There's bar placement video, how to brace your core and upper back, what you should do for head positioning, how to root your feet and what the hell that actually means, external rotation of the knees during squats. We have videos for that. For bench press, there's general bench technique. There's lat tightness technique, back tightness technique, leg pressure technique. Maybe you don't even know that those are things. Conventional deadlift, we have techniques for that. Sumo deadlift, technique for that. Lower overhead press, we have general technique for overhead press and a video on how to protect your lower back during overhead press. Then we have kind of self-therapies. If you have tight musculature, there's lower body stretch routine you can go through, an upper body stretch routine. There's self-treatments for pain management. Maybe you get some kind of pain in the front of your shoulder. We have 2 options that you can use to address that. Pain in the elbows, 2 options. Pain in the front of the hip, 2 options. Pain in the knee, 2 options. Pain in the low back, two options. Awesome, awesome stuff. There's nutrition information. We have a bunch of podcasts you can listen through, and they're in the order you should listen to them, by the way. And one of them, for example, explains how to set up a meal plan and then how to track it. So this is insane. You can write your own nutrition plan. Tons of podcasts that'll follow through and teach you how to do that. Then we have the option for like add-on services. When I was doing this, is there is a service to add on like one-on-one exercise technique review. People would send in videos. I'd send information back on like kind of technique, reviewing the videos, accountability tracking to help you account like track your habits, and accountability coaching where we actually kind of do a journal and we talk through, you know, how to manage your schedule, how to manage your lifestyle to get the workouts to be a regular part of your life. Then we also have additional educational resources, and you can kind of check through all that. It is insane how much information is in here now that I'm reading back through it. I'm an idiot, and I did way too much, which is why I probably couldn't keep me going. I just feel bad if I don't write great stuff. So hopefully this is good. Everybody's loved it. So now what the workouts are, for example, there's a million and one ways you can set stuff up. But what I kind of took as an approach was kind of like lower body, upper body, then athleticism. So the fifth day is kind of like just feeling more comfortable with your own self, your own body, learning how to move yourself better. So more coordination, more mobility, more just self-awareness. And that's very, very helpful that a lot of programs don't necessarily include that if they're focusing on aesthetic development and or strength development. So in this, we go through and we have like a warm-up that has specific exercises that help address thoracic mobility, kind of shoulder mobility, core strength, and then also hip mobility and hip openness. We then go through, we have our main strength exercise, and then you pair with that a kind of a medium-level exercise, something that complements a common weakness in the main exercise. So, for example, for like squats, most people, if you have to write a program for everyone under the sun, most people are going to be have stronger quadriceps than they have hamstrings. That's going to cause them to drift forward on their squat. It's going to cause them to not be able to hit really good depth in their squat. There's going to be a lot of limitations if they have weak hamstrings and weak kind of posterior development, lower back, glutes, and hamstrings. So with the squatting, we pair a posterior chain exercise. So that way, those muscles get double the work of your other muscles, and they actually progress faster and catch up over time to a more balanced physique. We then have two exercises paired together. One is a hinge based for the hip musculature, and then one is a knee extension based for the knee based musculature. So you, even if you, like, we wouldn't want to not train the quadriceps, we wouldn't want to not train your strong things, we just want to train them less frequently than we train your weak things. So there's still stuff for the strong stuff, there's still stuff for the weak stuff, and then there's a kind of a conditioning end point where it's something that blends the muscles we're using for that day, but it also has a little bit of aerobic conditioning, a little bit of kind of muscle endurance based in there. So for example, with this program, there's a crescent to hamstring stretch. If you don't know what that is, it has the YouTube video in here. So all the exercises have a link to a video so you can see exactly what it is. Then you go into a downward dog into a runner lunge position, and then thoracic raises. These are great movements to kind of open up the shoulders, the hips, activate the core, or teach you how to kind of just have healthy range of motion and have strength in all ends of the range of motion. Then we go into barbell pause squats, and there's like sets and reps that you should do for each week. And again, there's exercise videos and everything. You pair that with band TKEs to help open up the knees and dumbbell RDLs. So that way you can kind of activate that posterior chain and get them kind of developed so you can be stronger in those weak points. We then move to leg press, feet high and wide with a paused press. That's going to be fantastic. You're going to hate me for that one, but that's a fantastic movement. And then that's paired with dumbbell front rack alternating reverse lunges. Great way to kind of challenge stabilization and bracing, but also be a knee-specific stabilization challenge. And it's also unilateral, whereas the leg press is both legs at one time. So there is built-in unilateral work as well as bracing requirement work, but also things that are already braced for you, so you can just work on sheer strength. It's a really awesome blend of stuff. And then you would end with kettlebell swings, and there's a squat style of swing. So it really helps reinforce all the muscles that we used in this workout, and it gets that muscular endurance, aerobic endurance, all the good stuff. Okay. Then it talks about how to improve your recovery with different types of stretching and different type of drills. Then workout two, you do upper body. I'm not going to read through all the exercises, but Again, it has very specific exercises. Every single exercise has a YouTube video link with it. Workout 3 is then kind of lower body where it's deadlift, but also like kind of upper back is built in. That way, again, you kind of get the full body built into the first just 3 days. Then workout 4 is upper body where we kind of focus on overhead press and it has all the different movements, all the different videos, blah, 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 blah. Then workout number 5 is that kind of athleticism one. And again, this is kind of teaching you how to move yourself better. And this helps build all the fine little muscles of all the little joints. And it really helps alleviate where people typically have like achy little pains in their shoulder, their elbow, their knee, their hip, because they have small weaknesses and things that are overtrained. So this helps really bring those small weaknesses up. So that is just a really, really, really quick read through of what the program is. Now, again, there's female aesthetic development, there's male aesthetic development, there's female strength development, and there's male strength development. All of the programs come with, whether you're a big member, Brutal Iron Gym member, it's specific to our equipment, or if you're just any other commercial gym member, and if you have limited equipment, maybe you train at home. There's 4 months of programs for each of those categories. If you want them, email me. It is literally that easy. There's no catch. So if you'd like the programs, just email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Let me know which one you want, and I'll send it to you. If you want some nutritional coaching to help, now there's the nutritional podcasts and stuff and things that explain how to do it. But if you want me to help you through it, we offer that for $100 a month. So you get this program for free. You can do the nutritional coaching for $100 a month and you do that for a month or two. There's no contracts on any of our services. My goal is to educate you, and then you can do it on your own if you want to, or if you still want the accountability and the creativity and the fun, we stay working together. And if you like these programs, try them out for a while, and then maybe if you try the first 4 months and you want more personalized stuff, reach back out to me and we'll sign you up for a full service option. But I really appreciate the listeners, and I genuinely just, I love being able to do what I do as a living. And I am very blessed. I think I'm the most blessed human being on this planet. And I want to give back to each of you because you help contribute to that blessing feeling that I feel, like the quality of life that I have. So I want to give back. And that's where I think this free programming could be a great way to show each of you support in return for the support that you give me. Cool. So if you want it, email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'll send it your way. Read through it all. Send me questions. I just hope you take it and run with it if it's something that interests you and something that would benefit you. If you think the podcast, if you think others basically might help, might benefit from this, and you now have listened to this and realized, holy crap, there's no catches. I can get this for free. Maybe even you get the program and a week later you read through everything and you're like, holy crap, this is amazing. Please consider sharing this podcast so that way we can get the programs out to more people. We can just help more people. That is the entire purpose of everything we're doing here, is just to help every individual we can. I just want you to live your healthiest and happiest life, and I hope that I can do that in some way or contribute to that in some way. So share the podcast if you can, and if you think it's helpful, I appreciate that. And then if you want the programs, just email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Awesome! Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Also, thank you to the patrons of the podcast, the people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform, and through the podcast donation link we have on our Instagram homepage. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year, so I really appreciate the financial help. It's only through the financial help that we're able to do this actually every single day, so thank you very, very, very much. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.